In this video, we'll discuss about taking the first steps towards a minimalist lifestyle. Would you like to start living in a more minimalist way? If you've been convinced of the benefits that the minimalist lifestyle can bring, but aren't sure how to get started, you could probably do with some expert tips to point you in the right direction. Go through your closet and identify all the clothes which no longer fit, which you no longer wear, or which are just too old. Once you've pinpointed the items which are surplus to requirements, you can look for ways to get rid of them, while always keeping sustainability and eco-friendliness in mind. Some unwanted items may be suitable to be given to friends or family members. Others may be able to be given to charity, while some could be used for other projects or around the home as cleaning cloths. Declutter your home. Your home should be the very first place you begin your minimalizing operation. A quick look around any household will almost certainly turn up a lot of items which are no longer wanted or needed. Take a structured and methodical approach to the decluttering process. Start in one room and be ruthless. Empty every shelf, drawer, and cabinet, and separate everything into three piles: to keep, to donate, and to throw away. Be strict. It's important not to give in to temptation, otherwise you'll have failed at the first hurdle. When one room is complete, move on to the next one. You're aiming for a living space with plenty of open floor space and empty surfaces. Digitalize as much as you can. These days, there's no need for a chunky photograph album or piles of DVDs and CDs. You can digitalize all these things to online media and streaming systems. The cloud is an amazing resource, which is just perfect for anyone who wants to adopt a minimalistic lifestyle. Upload as much as possible to the cloud so you don't have to think about physical files, photographs, and other items. You can rest assured that all your precious things and memories are safe and well preserved, and you'll even have the added benefit of being able to access them at any time and from any device, no matter where you may be. Don't be tempted to take on too much. In this busy modern world, most of us feel pressured on all sides to take on more and more responsibility. We feel obligated to accept additional work from our managers, and we feel as if we must accommodate the family's every need. In between keeping the boss happy by plowing through piles of paperwork long after your finishing time and dropping off the kids at endless after-school activities, it can seem as if you never have any time for yourself. Yet, having time to work on yourself and your own happiness is a key part of the minimalistic lifestyle. Be brave and take the step of saying no. If you're being asked to take on more than you're able to cope with, it's time to take a good hard look at your attitude to your life. It's important to look after yourself and to focus on your own well-being. Minimalize your work life and your personal life, and you'll soon reap the benefit of having more time to spend with the people you value most. Eliminate toxic relationships. All of us have people in our lives who do us no good at all. Whether that's a partner who is jealous and demanding, or whether it be a friend who asks too much of you, or who causes you trouble by talking about you behind your back. It's important to eradicate those toxic relationships from your life. Part of living a minimalistic lifestyle involves culling the people around you who aren't good for your well-being. If someone is adding no positive value to your life and is not contributing to your happiness, it's time to think about how you can cut them out of the picture. Eliminate those people from your social media feed and from your physical life, and don't be afraid to say no to them. Caring for yourself is one of the most important factors in living a minimalist life.